Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Unlimited, a weekly show that encourages you to remove the chains of incorrect programming and thoughts of lack and limitation. Living Unlimited is about embracing joy, harmony, and peace while releasing yourself with ease. I am your host and field guide, Sharonda Crone, and I am honored to have you with me on this journey today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, family, to this week's edition of Living Unlimited Radio on the Make It Great Network. This morning, I'm going to be talking about the I Am Presence. What a delicious topic to get into. It's a really great concept of living when you are blessed to be able to live from your the truth of who you are instead of living from your circumstances. And in that space, you are perfectly capable of doing some amazing things in your life. But before I get into the meat and the heart of what we're going to be talking about today, I want to start with a quick prayer. So I just ask that you come along with me and center, taking a few deep breaths before we start. And so we take a deep breath in, centering in the presence of the Most High, and breathing out. Another deep breath in, breathing in the love, the light, the power, the prosperity, the wisdom. And on your out breath, releasing anxiety, thoughts of lack and limitation. And one more deep breath in, centering in the truth of who you really are, and releasing. I believe that there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, that is God, omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. And it is in that consciousness that I pray, dear Father, Mother God, thank you for allowing us to wake up again and be in the presence of the I Am. Thank you, God, for downloading the wisdom and how to live a greater life through the power and the presence that is within us, knowing that we have the ability to go within and tap into that inner power, and knowing that the spirit flow is as close as our next breath, knowing that the inner presence of the I Am begins and ends in each breath that we take. And for that, we are so grateful. We are thankful for the listeners, whether they are tuned in live or whether they are listening at a later time. We thank you that they are able to receive the message of healing that is encompassed in this radio show today. I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel to move. I thank you, God, for the divine creativity that is captured in these moments. And as I speak these words from the I Am is within me, I know that my word does not go void, but it goes out to accomplish that unto which it is sent. For that I am grateful. And it is in the power and the dominion, the name and the nature of the I Am Presence within, that I say, Amen. And so it is. And so shall it be. Yay, God. So, last week I was given the wonderful opportunity to speak about saying yes to God. And let me tell you, that message was everywhere. In the days that followed, it was revealed to me in more ways and more areas in which I myself was not saying yes. I remember I have a spiritual teacher, Reverend Linda, and she would always say, I cannot lead where I do not go. I cannot teach what I do not know. And so that felt very appropriate to me as I was reliving or remembering or relearning the ways in which I was not fully surrendering and saying yes to God. So while I'm preparing for my program about saying yes, I came on another program that she was talking about saying yes to God, saying yes to the universe. And she did it in her own special way. And there were some messages in there that were definitely for me to hear. And then I had the opportunity in my lovely 5 a.m. coaching call. The topic was about, you know, saying yes. And she presented this awesome formula for saying yes to love, saying yes to life. And the great thing that I was able to learn from that was I, in that moment, there have been some moments that I was living out of my circumstances as opposed to living out of the truth of who I really am. And at that moment, I could have just fallen out of my chair. I thought, wow, here it is three times that it has presented itself to me. I want to talk about and teach about saying yes. I listened to a radio program about saying yes, and then my coach is talking about whatever, what else but saying yes. And so it forced me to, again, look at myself and where my thinking lies and remember the truth of who I am, remembering the I am presence that is within me and knowing that it is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-providing. And in that context, that means that I, too, have everything I need to live the life that I'm wanting to manifest. So I think that is a beautiful thing. I think that is a great way to start the week with tapping into the I am presence, what that really means, what it really means when we identify ourselves with something by saying I am. I think it is another way that we get to learn about ourselves and learn about the areas in which we are not surrendering and saying yes to love, saying yes to life, saying yes to God. So when I come back, we will talk about that much more. So hold on.
What if it all went right? What if you could go from dream deferred to dream fulfilled? If you are ready to explore what could be possible for you, if you released yourself to expectation and wonder, then you are ready to live unlimited. Join Sharonda in creating a community of high vibrational women and nurture the conditions to create the manifestation of your heart's desire. By working with Sharonda on a richer and deeper level, you will be guided to the rediscovery of your purpose and your destiny. Visit www.sharondacrone.com to schedule your complimentary discovery session. In this session, we will explore where you are now, where you want to go, and uncover a solution that will help you reach your goal. So visit www.sharondacrone.com and sign up today.
And we are back. You're listening to Living Unlimited with Sharonda on the Make It Great Network. We're talking today about the I Am Presence, what it means to speak and live and be in the I Am. I believe as a society, we have become so misidentified. We see it all over the television, in our reality TV, in the news, in our shows, that, you know, there's a sense of worthlessness, I believe, when we are attaching ourselves to the things of life, the things, the cars. You know, we aren't anything unless we have a certain car, live a certain lifestyle, or, you know, are in a certain relationship with people. And so by becoming so misidentified without all those things, those creature comforts that we've surrounded ourselves with, when all of those things go away, then we're faced with the question of, who am I really? And it begins a journey for some into a deeper, richer experience of life in discovering who they really are, or it can cause a deterioration and a belief that they are nothing without those things. And so that's what really prompted me to really delve deep into what it means to connect with the I Am Presence, knowing that you can identify with the truth of who you really are as opposed to identifying yourself with circumstances or identifying yourselves with roles. I know in A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle talks about identifying yourself as a role. Now, in life, there are roles that we have to play. I choose to play the role of a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend. But those are roles in my life. It does not make up the total sum of who I really am. Who I really am is the I Am Presence, and I show up in my I Am Presence as a wife, a mother, sister, daughter, etc. So when those roles are no longer available to me, or when those roles change, I still know who I am. I've heard it said before that we are spiritual beings having a human experience rather than the other way around, which is human beings having a spiritual experience. And the wisdom of the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So then the question becomes, who do you think you are? Are you that wretched soul who needs saving? Are you the circumstance of lack? Are you the circumstance of poverty? Are you the circumstance of loneliness? Or is that an experience that you're going through? Discovering your identity or your I Am Presence is key to becoming unattached to the outer world, and then begin to connect with the real you. You know, Jesus taught that we are divine beings, and that by reconnecting to that divinity or reconnecting to the Father, then we can get out of this tyranny of negativity. We can become unattached to those little circumstances at life that we tend to sway back and forth emotionally, you know, this emotional roller coaster we're going on because we've lost something. But nothing is really lost in the universe. So by getting out of that tyranny of negativity, then you get into the flow of life as it's really happening to you. You can become present by connecting with the presence. Ooh, I love that. That's yummy to me. So do you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? That's a question that Jesus asked. God is infinite spirit. And a spirit lives right there within you. And that's important to remember. This is the most true identification there is. And so as we identify ourselves with something, the way we identify ourselves with something is through the phrase, I am. So we identify, I identify myself as I am Sharonda Crome. That is the name that I've been given, but is that the truth of my being? What is a Sharonda Crome, really? I am a mom of three. That is an identity, but is that the truth of my being? I am a wife. Again, that is my identity. That is a role that I am choosing to play here on this earth plane, this playground we call earth. But is it the truth of who I'm being, who I really am? No, it's not the sum total of who I am at the core, the place that I create from. That is what we're talking about today. And so this phrase, I am, it's a true affirmation. It is when Jesus talked to us and he said the phrase, I am, he was not puffing himself up and making himself this representative of God. He was tapping into the truth of who he really is. There is a passage in The Universe is Calling by Eric Butterworth, and it says this. When people heard Jesus saying, I am the light of the world, they thought he was referring to himself and that he was announcing that he was God or God's special agent. But he was simply affirming the truth or throwing the switch. And he made it clear that each of us must also affirm the truth. You know, he says to us, these things I do and you can do if you so believe, right? So we have to believe in our true identity. The true affirmation is I am. And this was the key to the power that Jesus held. His affirmation and realization of I am, that was the thing that made him a powerful being that walked the earth and became an awesome teacher and demonstrator for us. He taught I am, not I want to be, or I hope to be, or someday, you know. He says, I am. And again, if you can remember in the wilderness when Moses heard that inner voice urging him to take on this huge task of leading the Israelites out of their enslavement in Egypt and into their promised land, Moses thought he was meek and slow of speech, and he asked the presence, who shall I say hath sent me? And the voice said, you shall say to the people, I am that I am, hath sent you. Now, this is a beautiful demonstration of where we go in our regular daily life. Egypt represents the lower thoughts of our consciousness, right? So when we get the urge to move forward and come out of the low places and into something that is of greater experience for us, you know, we may get a little bit gun shy and we may get a little bit fearful. But if we knew the power of the one who walks beside us, we would never be fearful again. And that power is the I am. Let's take a moment on that one. So, remembering that the I am is the most powerful phrase that we can use to identify with the truth of our being, we become one with that presence. We become one with that all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. We're going to take a quick break right here. You are listening to Living Unlimited on the Make It Great Network, and we'll be right back talking more about living in the presence of the I Am.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
And we are back this Sunday morning talking about the I Am presence. Talking about identifying ourselves with I am as opposed to relating ourselves to what we are not. So I want to give you a few passages from this awesome little book called The I Am Discourses. The I Am Discourses is a book by the Saint Germain Press, and it is said that these messages were channeled through, but anyhow, it's a wonderful little book. There's 33 discourses in this book, and it talks all about the power of the I Am, which is the full creative activity of God. And it says, I Am is the activity of life. When you say and feel I Am, you release the spring of eternal, everlasting life to flow on its way, unmolested. In other words, you open wide the door to its natural flow. When you say, I am not, then you shut the door on that mighty energy. Goes on to say that this shows you the enormous power you have to qualify this mighty energy of God. And I tell you, beloved students, dynamite is less dangerous, for that would only liberate you from the body. While these thoughts sent forth ignorantly and ungoverned blind you upon the will of re-embodiment indefinitely. So what he's saying there is, because the power you have is so awesome, it's more powerful than dynamite. And dynamite can only liberate you from your body, but you still have your mind, which has the ability to send forth and create for you. So when you speak, it doesn't go just out there void and nothing happens. It goes out to create for you. What you sow, you reap. What you put out, you get back. There is a cause and an effect. So if you want to be empowered, then tap into the I Am presence and be conscious of what you speak, what you put out, and let that go and create for you. Can you imagine the kind of life that could be possible for you if you did that? It just gives me God bumps when I think about it. And so we want to keep conscious of how we use the I Am principle. Saint Germain also goes on to say in the I Am Discourses, if at any time anything less than perfection attempts to make an appearance in your experience, declare vehemently that it is not true. Again, this is living from the truth and not living from your circumstances. So you want to declare vehemently that it is not true, and that you accept only God, which is perfection in your life, everywhere, manifest. There is no spot, oh my gosh, there is no spot where God is not. As long as you give way to accepting false appearances, woo, you will have them expressed in your life and experience. It is not, dear student, a matter of belief on your part whether you accept these truths or not, but they are the law, proven through long centuries of experience and are placed before you for your freedom. The I Am Presence is here for your freedom. So get out of what you see and get into what you know. And what do you know? Do you know who you are? That is the question. Do you know who you are, and how do you get to knowing? I've heard it said that beliefs can change. Beliefs are wishy-washy. Believe, you know, you might believe something one day, and then the next day some evidence comes along, and that you no longer believe that thing. But you know what you know. You can't change what you know to be true at the very core. Wow. I am the active presence of God in you. Is your certain ability to receive, accept, and apply without limit the instruction which is being given forth with an accompanying radiance, which will enable certain students at this time to comprehend these simple yet mighty assertions of truth to their great blessing of freedom. That is an awesome little book. If you get a chance, pick that up, the I Am Discourses from the St. Germain Press. I believe they have it as a Kindle download, or you can get it from your local bookstore. I am. That is what goes out and creates for you. So what are you consistently saying I am to? Are you saying I am broke, I am sick, I am unloved? What are you attaching your I ams to? Because these are affirmations, and you're feeling these affirmations at the very core of your being. They resonate through every fiber of your being. I know. When I have been sick, I felt that thing on every level. But declaring I am sick does not make me well. However, declaring that I am well and then following the wisdom and the steps to get well helps me heal. In the Bible, there's wisdom in the Bible and in the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 10, that says, "Let the weak say I am strong." And in the course of the story, what we're talking about is a change of consciousness here. And as a side note, metaphysically, the book of Joel represents the consciousness that all things are possible. And they're possible when you declare, I am. And you declare it in a way that is in alignment with your truth. I am love. I am healing. I am prosperous. I am abundant. I am wise. All those things are the truth of who you really are. Why? Because that is the truth of the one power that governs the universe. And the one power that governs the universe is within you. And so you cannot be unlike what you came from. Right? If you take a drop of water out of the ocean, that drop is still ocean water. You are that drop. So you are comprised of all the things that make up the whole. Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Change in consciousness. Let the weak say, I am strong. Not I will be strong someday. Not, I'm going to be strong when my circumstances change. No, I am strong, period, right? So declaring your I am presence is not to deny the experiences that you are going through, but you're denying the power that it has to continue to create for you. You're denying the power that it has to continue to create for you. So it becomes important to use correct expressions, because you can't have true freedom as long as you continue to identify yourself wrongly. Oh, I'm going to take a minute on that one. That's juicy stuff. You cannot have true freedom if you continue to identify yourself wrongly. So identifying yourself wrongly includes identifying the circumstances that you're in and saying that they control what can happen for you. And we talked about that a little bit last week when we talked about, if your circumstances never changed, how could you find peace? You can find peace in knowing the truth of who you really are. You can find peace by declaring, not that you're weak, but that you're strong, and declare that you're strong right now, not someday in the future. Because we don't have a future. All we have is the present, right? Awesome. So, I just want to breathe on that. That was an eye-opening revelation for me last week when I was doing the coaching call with my wonderful coach. And usually I'm pretty quiet. And last week I was placed in the hot seat. And in my hot seat moment, I had realized that some things that I wanted to manifest, and I couldn't figure out what was the reason that this thing is not happening for me. In what areas am I resisting? Okay. And what I had realized is I had totally taken my focus off of my truth and placed the focus on my circumstances. And that came up for me because, of course, we were talking about saying yes to the universe, and I was talking about if your circumstances never changed, how could you find peace, right? So I'm, knock, knock, tap, tap, I'm getting the message, message. the spirit is trying to tell me, okay, so again, here it is for you. You demonstrated this. You've talked about this. Here's where you are being blocked. Here's where you are having resistance. Sharonda, you're focusing on your circumstances and not the truth of who you are. And so that was all brought out in the coaching call with the say yes-ness of last week. And here it is again being presented, in a way that complements what we discussed last week. So as we are learning again to express ourselves in a way that serves us, in a way that allows us to manifest the life that we want to live, then it's important to begin to understand and identify with your I am presence. I'm going to take a quick break here. And you're listening to Sharonda on the Living Unlimited radio show on the Make It Great Network, and we'll be right back.
What if it all went right? What if you could go from dream deferred to dream fulfilled. If you are ready to explore what could be possible for you, if you released yourself to expectation and wonder, then you are ready to live unlimited. Join Sharonda in creating a community of high vibrational women and nurture the conditions to create the manifestation of your heart's desire. By working with Sharonda on a richer and deeper level, you will be guided to the rediscovery of your purpose and your destiny. Visit www.sharondacrone.com to schedule your complimentary discovery session. In this session, we will explore where you are now, where you want to go, and uncover a solution that will help you reach your goal. So, visit www.sharondacrone.com and sign up today. Greetings, I am Sharonda Crone, and I invite you to check out Living Unlimited. Living Unlimited is about releasing yourself to live in more joy, peace, love, and abundance. Each Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can find inspiration and empowering information that will move you in the direction of your purpose and your destiny. That's Living Unlimited, each Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Make It Great Network.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Unlimited on the Make It Great Network. This is Sharonda, and today we're talking about living in the I Am Presence. What a juicy topic, I think. I want to share a little bit more from the I Am Discourses that speaks to the circumstances versus the truth. And here's what Saint Germain had to say about that. He says, "All outer form and its attendant expression is but the experience of life by which each individual may learn through his own experience the true source of his being, and come again into the fullness of perfection through self-conscious knowing." So, in other words, it's saying the experience that we have, it's not necessarily, although they may be challenging and sometimes painful, it's not necessarily a good or a bad experience, because everything works together for our highest good. And so I believe this to speak to that exactly, that everything happens for our highest good, and that each experience is going to lead us again back to our perfection, which is the I Am Presence. It goes on to say that the warning that should be placed before every student and individual is to guard against the desire of the outer self to claim power of its own. Meaning, we are but the vessel. God, Spirit, Great Universe works in us, through us, as us, and for us. So it's not our power. It's not me, but the Father. That's what Jesus taught, right? In every act of the personality, God were given full credit, transformations unbelievable could not help taking place in the one thus giving full credit and power where it belongs. The individual having free will must consciously, with full determination, make the demand, and it cannot fail to come forth into expression, no matter what it is, so long as the individual holds an unwavering, determined consciousness. The simple statement used with sincere determination, "I am the great opulence of God made visible in my use right now and continuously," will bring to the individual all that he could possibly use. Wow. So by knowing that the Spirit is within you, the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit is also residing with you, and knowing that because God is, you are, God is, I am, that by stating and connecting to that oneness through the I am statement, you can have all that you could possibly use. Wow. Thich Nhat Hanh says in a teaching called You Are Here Now, when the conditions are sufficient, there will be a manifestation. Wow, right? So what are we doing here? We're making the conditions sufficient within so that we can produce an outer manifestation. As a man thinketh, in his heart so is he. So as we begin to think right and speak right, align ourselves with the truth of who we really are, and who we really are is a being that has been pressed forth out of the image and the likeness of God. So therefore, those attributes of God are within us. And through that connection, i.e., the I am presence, and using the I am principle, we are then able to go out and create in the world. Wow. Understand how powerful you really are. If you are a reader of the Bible and a follower of Jesus' teachings, then you will understand that when he spoke, I am. He talked about constantly the Father and him being one, meaning he used his I am principle and got in connection and got in alignment with the Most High God, and thus was able to perform miracles. What miracles can you produce when you become aligned with your I am presence? Breathe on that. In a moment, I am going to take us into a meditation that will help us get in alignment with the I am presence. It's very easy, very simple to do. And it only takes a couple of minutes. The I am discourse says this: it was never intended by the great, all-wise, all-loving Father that his children should want for anything. But because they allow their attention to become fixed on the outer appearance, which is like the changing sands of the desert, they have knowingly or unknowingly cut themselves off to a large degree from the great opulence and intelligence. Yes, we have become fixated on what's going on without instead of focusing on what is happening within. And so in this moment, I'd like to take us into a meditation that will help us realign with our inner wisdom, our inner teacher, the great I am presence. And so we will start by taking a few breaths. deep breath in and out. Relax your facial muscles. Get that wrinkle out of your forehead. Drop your shoulders. Breathe. Bring to mind that which you desire. Love, harmony, peace. And on the in-breath, say, I am that. And on the out-breath, say,